My name is Anthony, and I am a tried and true parrothead. That is why I am starting this podcast. I want people to know Buffett the way I know Buffett. His music has many layers. He has fun songs, deep songs, cover songs, goofy songs, and so much more that is missed when people just listen to the hits and get lost in the haze of margaritas and cheeseburgers. I hope to inspire you and send you on a deep dive of his music. The song I want you to hear today is The Christian, written by Milton Brown and Jimmy. It can be found on Down to Earth, which was released in 1970 before Jimmy found the beach. Now I'm going to play a brief bit of it for you. And Jimmy, please don't get upset. If you ever hear this podcast, please don't get upset. I am just trying to grow the brand. I know you would appreciate that. And I am not trying to profit off your music. Let's listen to a little bit of it for just a few minutes.
It's a hell of a time to be thinking about heaven. Didn't you forget the golden rule? You've been acting like Jesus owes you a favor, but he's a little smart for you.
It's just a nice, solid, grooving song and a unique sound for Jimmy. I love the line, "It's a hell of a time to be thinking about heaven." It truly is a hell of a time to be thinking about heaven when we have a world currently erupting in chaos. I was actually surprised to find this song, according to Setlist FM, which is where I get a lot of these facts, has been played once in concert in 1997. I was surprised by that fact. It was done during a segment called Stumpo El Bando, and I do remember them doing that years ago. Jimmy wasn't stumped, according to Setlist FM. He was not stumped. Well, I encourage you to not only check out this song in its entirety, but to take the time and listen to the rest of the album Down to Earth. It is worth your time and effort. And I want to go into one more thing before I send you on your way this week. In doing research for this song, I have found out how many times and in how many ways Jimmy's first two albums have been released. I'm going to read this straight from Wikipedia. Here we go. American singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett's first two albums, Down to Earth and High Cumberland Jubilee, have been re-released numerous times in their entirety and in part in compilations. These two albums were initially released on the now defunct Barnaby Records label, which Buffett left prior to signing with Dunhill, a major label, and attaining mass popularity. Due to their limited initial appeal, long periods out of general release, and stylistic differences with the rest of Buffett's work, these albums were often not considered part of the chronology of Buffett albums by fans or even Buffett himself. However, especially from the late 1990s, they've been licensed to a number of minor record companies for re-release, and there has been a proliferation of compilations, including some or all of the songs from the albums. The compilations and re-releases of the albums are presented chronologically by date of release below. Okay, now I'm going to attempt to read this list in order, starting with the first one. There was Before the Salt in 1979, Jimmy Buffett, 1981, Before the Beach, American Storyteller, There's Nothing Soft About Hard Times, Best of the Early Years, Captain America, Now You're Squawking, Down to Earth, / High Cumberland Jubilee in 2005, Jimmy Buffett again in 2006. So there's two titles with Jimmy Buffett, one in 81 and one in 2006. And then there's another compilation, Down to Earth, / High Cumberland Jubilee in 2007, Golden Legends and Ace closes out the list. For a set of albums that fell off the world when they were first released, it is crazy to see how many times and in how many ways they have been released since he became famous. Well, I have talked enough. Let me wrap things up and send you on your way. Need to email me with anything? Send an email to this address, zombiebeach3@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out me and my friends on the Audible Ecstasy podcast, discussing albums we grew up with. That's it. Time to set sail. Fins up.